Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, May 24th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows supporters of Milwaukee's school choice program spent more than $3 million in 2009 and 2010 to help elect Governor Scott Walker and much of the GOP-controlled legislature. That's three times more than the $1 million spent by those who oppose subsidizing private and religious schools with taxpayer dollars. Supporters of expanding the state-paid school privatization program beyond Milwaukee include the state's largest business organization, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, and the Milwaukee Chamber of Commerce, which both supported Walker's successful bid for governor last fall. On the other side, opponents led by the Wisconsin Education Association Council, which is the state's largest teachers organization, spent about $1 million to elect mostly Democratic legislative candidates, most of whom oppose expanding the program. Here to talk about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, the report says Walker got some backing from school choice supporters during his run for governor. What kind of support did the governor get, and what has he proposed to do with the program?
Got a lot of money, over $125,000 in contributions from backers of taxpayer-funded private schools. And you know, that has begun to put these school choice supporters on a par with some of the other major interests, road builders and other business interests that have traditionally been the big givers in Wisconsin campaigns. So, you know, these school advocates now are kind of nudging aside some of the real big money interests and finding a place among those top givers. And of course, what the governor has done in return is proposed a major expansion of the school choice program, increasing the number of students that can be in the program, increasing the number of schools that can be in the program, proposing to lift the income cap so it's not just a program that would help low-income students, but it could go beyond that. And then, of course, he goes out to Washington, D.C., and he gives a speech to backers of this state-sponsored privatization of schools and says that this program shouldn't just be for Milwaukee, that maybe Wisconsin should expand it to places like Racine and Kenosha, Beloit, Green Bay. So he's basically giving them their every wish. He's giving them exactly what they've been dreaming about.
In addition to direct contributions, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, WMC, and the Milwaukee Chamber also did a little indirect support, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. You know, not only do you see campaign contributions flowing directly to candidates, more to the people who are supporting this expansion of taxpayer-funded privatization of schools, but, you know, the opponents of this program also sent a good number of contributions, about a third as much, to mostly Democratic candidates who would oppose this sort of expansion. But then you have these outside interest groups like WMC, the American Federation for Children, which is a big actor on this stage, come in and do their own advertisements on top of the giving of campaign contributions to try to get the people they want in office elected. And so they go in and they pay for their own advertising. Most of it's smear ads that are aimed at assassinating the character of the opponents of the people that they want elected. So you really see them playing the game in two ways: direct giving and campaign contributions, and then their own sponsored advertising.
Legislative candidates also got some support from backers of state-paid private schooling. Mostly Republican legislative candidates got support from those folks. How much did they get, and who were some of the folks at the top of the list?
Well, if you look at the supporters of these school choice schemes, they contributed a little over $181,000 to current legislators and three legislative fundraising committees. A lot of the money flowed to people who were running for very key seats that would determine the control of the state legislature. People like Van Wangard of Racine, who was newly elected this last time, ousted John Lehman from his Senate seat in the Racine area Leah Vukmir from Wauwatosa, Terry Moulton from up in Chippewa Falls. All these people were in key races that would really determine who controls the state Senate. So the money flowed, not only flowed to mostly Republican legislators from these school choice supporters, but it flowed to very key areas of the state. They were very strategic in their giving. Their obvious goal was to make sure that overall, the kind of legislators they support were in the majority and were in a position to deliver on the agenda that they were seeking, and they were successful.
A lot of individual donors who back this program are from outside Wisconsin. Who are some of these people, and is it unusual to have a high ratio of out-of-state support for a given issue in the Badger State?
We've certainly seen out-of-state money play a prominent role in campaigns before. This is pretty striking, though. You know, you look at the contributions that were given through a donation bundling scheme that's known as a conduit, and there's a particular conduit called the Fund for Parent Choice. And this outfit sent about $162,000 in contributions to Walker and current legislators and legislative fundraising committees. Well, over $144,000 of that, 88% of the money, came from outside Wisconsin. So, you know, the Walton family that owns Walmart, they're very prominent on the list of big givers in this area. And the DeVos family, Dick and Betsy DeVos, DeVos comes from the family that founded Amway Corporation. He's been instrumental in All Children Matter, which has pushed these school choice theme schemes. Now that group has morphed into the American Federation for Children. He's involved with that. They're from Michigan, and he once ran for governor of Michigan, spent $50 million trying to get elected to governor of the state of Michigan. So these are high rollers from outside of Wisconsin that are pouring money in here. You see money coming from Texas, California, Arkansas, Wyoming, Pennsylvania, Virginia, New Jersey, Michigan, as I said, with the DeVoses, and Ohio. That's where the lion's share of this money is coming from, is from outside of Wisconsin's borders, from people like, you know, members of the Walton family and the DeVos family and these types of characters.
I think four or five members of the Walton family and their Walmart pack gave nearly $100,000, didn't they?
Yeah, they're right at the top of the list. And you know, Lynn and Jim Walton, and, of course, the Walmart stores pack, and Alice Walton. The list goes on and on. There's a lot of members of that family who give very heavily. There's this network of people who are trying to push the idea of taxpayer-funded privatization of education all across the country. They're very active in giving in dozens of states. Wisconsin is one of their targets. They're now in a position to get a lot of what they want here in Wisconsin because of the composition of the legislature, which they had a lot to do with shaping, and, of course, the election of Scott Walker as governor, which they also contributed heavily to.
Who are some of the interests that oppose state-paid private schooling, and what did they spend? We mentioned before that WEAC led the list. What did they spend, and who are some of the others involved on that side of the issue?
WEAC gave over $840,000 or spent over $840,000, I should say, on either their own election advertising or contributions to other groups, and then direct contributions to candidates. So, you know, they poured a heck of a lot of money in. When you look at that side of the ledger, when you look at the groups that are against what Walker and the majority legislators are trying to do, that's where the lion's share of the money comes from. Now, they were outspent about 3-1 when you compare them against the people who are pushing these school choice ideas, but that's the primary opposition.
Okay. Well, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about school choice-related contributions and the fast-moving efforts to expand this program, check out the May 24th report on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.